Hi, this is Carl from Potentio. Last night I was at Battersea Power Station for the Lost Lovers Ball by Secret Garden. Well, we've spoken a lot about touch points, customer service touch points in the last couple of audio booths, and there is nothing more dramatic than arriving at Battersea Power Station for an event between 7 or 8 o'clock at night with the power station lit up against the Thames. Truly magnificent. And the surroundings are absolutely gigantic. So, in terms of what I was hoping for, my expectations were well and truly raised to gigantic proportions. The Lost Lovers Ball, it being Valentine's Day, was a chance, they say, to inhabit a different kind of world. It was a chance to transport yourself into a whole new world exploring the memories of Eros and the god of love, is how it was billed. So did it live up to this? Did I fall in love with the event itself? Well, the concept was there. It was billed as something that would really involve. So you've got forum, you've got lectures, you've got acts, you've got clubbing, you've got all sorts of interactive zones that really try and get you into what love is all about and bring that to life. And it was spectacular in many ways. But, you know, this was the third night in. It was the only night that wasn't sold out, actually. And whilst arriving at the venue was amazing, actually taking part in the event and around inside the venue, it didn't really live up to its promise. It didn't really live up to the concept. To be honest, I think that staff actually were treating this as a night off for themselves, which is a shame. Many of them were really quite wired and quite intoxicated, and a lot of the zones were really quite trashed. And unmanned, which was it really took something away from what this event could have been for me and for us. So it really got me thinking about, you know, if you raise expectations, if you have this brand promise, if you have this service promise, which really excites, that really means something, then how consistently do you follow up on that? How pristine, welcoming and extravagant could this event have been, even on the Sunday night, three nights in? You know, if you go to a piece of theatre, and my background is theatre, then every night, every matinee performance has to be as good as the first one. And to be honest, Secret Garden, who produce this event, you know, are not the only new kids on the Battersea Power Station block these days. You've got Secret Cinema, who, to be frank, delivered an amazing event at Alexandra Palace, which is all about Lawrence of Arabia. And when we went, I think it was probably the fourth or fifth night in, I'm sure it was as good as the first. So some questions from this event. What does your service experience actually promise? And what details will your customer actually experience? And to what degree do all the points that they experience on their customer service journey marry up with your promise, with your aspiration for service, with your business? Not just meet, but exceed our expectations. A differentiated services directly link to a competitive and differentiated service, and therefore a profitable brand experience. In many respects here, the slogan is not followed through in the details and in the behaviour of everyone that was really responsible for bringing this to life. So another question here is, what's holding your employees back from delivering excellence, from really engaging their customers in the experience and in the delivery of that experience? Harry Gordon Selfridge said that retail is theatre. So it might also worth be considering, what performance can you inject into your customer service experience? So would I go again? Well, ticket price was steep. It was £50. And although I loved it and I wanted to love it, there was a lot that could have been done better. And I think that, taking that into account, 5.56 out of 10. I'm not so sure I'd go back. I wanted to like it. I wanted to love it. And I did to a point. So that's Carl reporting last night from the Lovers Ball at Battersea Power Station. Thanks for listening.